So maybe there's one question. If I don't know, then I stay in silence. If something that I knew, then I chat. Yeah, go on, yes.
The base
has
inherent existence or not?
So, because the base is also labeled on other base. That thing. We say, so, on the very first time, the Mexican money, when the very first time Mexican money was made, so they created the idea of the base. They create all the idea first in the mind. And then, you see, then... So anyway, this is, again, elaboration. It's helpful also. So when you have all the ideas, you know, how to make the paper money, but I haven't actualized yet. That time the Mexican money, whatever it is, it doesn't exist. You have the ideas, but not to materialize. At that time, money doesn't exist. Even though you have the idea of money. So, then you put all the things, all the figures, writings, person's face, you know, everything there. But then you haven't labeled yet money. But I think that, I think, because that's for money, so I think they'll label it there, I think. But like a child, I think that money, you see, money is already, you have the label. You want to make money, the label comes first, you want to make money. Then you get how to make money, you see. Then comes the base, you create the base, all the designs, you know, the person's face, whatever it is. Yeah, the leader of the world, leader of the country, and all the things. You see. So, I guess maybe in the case of money, I think the label comes first. Then you create the base, you know, like that. You know, the thought putting the label, money comes first. Then you create that. Then you create the idea. Is it the base? So that then when it's materialized. In that time, the base and the label are money. See, yeah, exist. Yeah, but in the case as a child, then you see, you get a child first, and then you get sometimes people sometimes some people have the name first. Before they met the child, so they get a child and they. Then you see, the children aggregates, you know, association body mind is there, the collection of five, feeling, condition, compound aggregates, there's feeling, form, feeling, cognition, combined against consciousness, the collection from there. So that's gathered. That gets the base. See? Then later, they think of the name, you know, what to put. They look to the books, or they go to the books, you know, what name to give in, or they try to think. So until the name is given, the base exists, but the, for example, name, you know, Raja, something like that, okay? didn't exist. Raja didn't exist. But the base there, Raja didn't exist. Until the parents gave a name. But the other one is, you see, the parents, they discuss and they agree name, they gave a name, but the children not born yet. You see, there's no collections of the father, the children are not there, but they have already decided name. So the Raja, you see, doesn't exist. Even though the mind labeled, but it doesn't exist. Because there's no base. You know, the aggregates doesn't exist. It's not there. So when the aggregates is not there, and then you see, a label doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So it's same, it becomes the same as like dream. In the dream, your mind labeled this and that, but there's no base. If the base exists, then when you wake up, let's say you dreamed you win over the lottery. You dreamed you win the lottery and you got $1 billion. Then you, if that base exists, you want to wake up. When you wake up, it should be there. But when you wake up, you realize it was just a dream. It was just a dream. Not true. It doesn't exist. You don't have it. Even though in the dream your mind labeled, you know, $1 billion received. So mind imputed, but. The base doesn't exist in the dream. So that's why when you wake up, you don't have. Okay? So in that case, the brain world doesn't exist, even though your mind labeled, okay? when you actually get, you know, brain dweller, then you're able to go for shopping. You go to buy a car or TV or whatever. Then the brain dweller exists. The base and the label. The base applies, the label happens. So what I was trying to tell you is that this is quite useful for meditation and on the meditation to get an idea of the emptiness and what is the hallucination, the inherent existing by its nature from its own side to the false views. To recognize that, once you recognize that, then you know what is the emptiness, what is the ultimate nature that we have to realize. The realization of that which ceases the delusions, the karma, cause of suffering. So it's quite helpful to understand this. You know, this analysis. The child, you know, one is the children's born or in the womb or outside, you see, but haven't labeled I haven't given the label, you know, such as, I mean, one example, Raja, you see. So I haven't done yet. So that time, Raja doesn't exist, okay? And the other one is, your mind already decided the label, the parents already decided the label. Then the aggregates of children didn't happen yet. The children born yet. Okay? I guess not there. So that time, even though the parents are already, you know, mind labeled Raja, but Raja doesn't exist. Oh, that time also Raja doesn't exist. So when Raja comes into existence, is the base is there. Base has to because it's Raja or Pita, whatever it is, that you know that existence. See, the existing that depends on existing the base. So without base, it cannot exist. Even though labeled by mind, but it cannot exist. So it existing Raja depends on existing the base. it's base. You know? So same with Pita and whatever we call us. So like that. So the base there, then the agreement name, but the Raja is impeded by the mind, you see. There's the base, and then impeded Raja by the mind, you see. Then that time, then that time, and Raja came in existence. There's a base there, the one that the mind imputed to Raja, then it came in existence. You see, of course, see, I mean, we believe, you know. So, I mean, anybody can give name, but can play with it, you know. So, oh, then that time Raja came. Only that time the Raja came in existence. Okay?
In your book of Ultimate Healing, you mentioned that, for example, in the same with cancer is also just a label.
Yes.
Then when the doctor tells you have cancer, is just a label or the base exists?
Oh, my God. Actually, I did not finish my answer to our first question. I was just talking about the label. So here, first one I was saying, so you now you see, when does Raja come in existence? So to that question, you see, the analysis, when does Raja come in existence? So you see, there's a base, and then a mere imputation by the mind, Raja, you see. Mind make up the label, you know, Raja, see. With the belief. With believing that. okay. So you can see here, what Raja is, nothing. To the analysis, what you see, what is Raja is nothing, nothing other, except what is merely imputed by mind. Okay? Is nothing other except what is merely imputed by mind. Related to the aggregates. Aggregates is not Raja. That's not Raja. Aggregates exist before. Exist before. So, you see, aggregates exist before. Raja, you see, there's we'll say. Mm. Mm. Because it exists, and then this imputed Raja, but the mind. So Raja exists in my name, meaning imputed by mind. Say, because there's the base. Or you can say related to the base. For that. Mm. Mm. Because the base exists, so the label Raja is exist. You see. So here you can see one is base, one is the label. Two phenomena. They are not one. They are not one. You see, they're not one. because one is base to be labeled Raja. It's base to be labeled Raja. You see? So it's not they're not one. They're two different. Not two separate phenomena. Not two separate phenomena. But two different phenomena. not two separate phenomena. I say, like your nose and the ear. You see, like your nose. like your nose and ear. They're separate from that. You see, they're separate from that. They separately exist. Or these two, this bell and Vajra, these two, yeah? They exist separately. Mm. Not all different, but separate, exist separately. But the, but Raja and its base, you see, the aggregates, those two do not exist separately, but exist differently. They're different phenomena. I and aggregates exist, they exist differently, but they don't exist separately. There's no way I exist without relating to the aggregates. Mm. Without aggregates, how can the self exist? No way. You see, it's impossible. So, a self doesn't exist without aggregates. Okay? so therefore, aggregates and self. Aggregates are based to be labeled the self. You see, one in essence, but they exist differently. They exist differently. Those two. But do not exist separately. So so that's why when you do meditation and emptiness, for the analysis of the four vital points. the real I appearing to you every time, as all the time, constantly, your mind impute, okay? So, your mind merely impute. So then when it appears back, constantly when it appears back, whenever it appears back, it always appears back, not merely labeled by mind. it appears back as if it never came from your mind. So that totally hallucination false. When it appears back, total hallucination false. So, to your hallucinated mind. Contaminated the negative imprints that which projects this false view inherently existed. Okay, so yeah, so this so then here you're doing analysis of the four vital points. You see, where is this real eye that's appearing you see, and nothing to never come from your mind, you know, appearing not merely labeled by your mind. So really, you are analyzing what really exists, what it really exists. So you're analyzing, see. So if it exists, if it should exist, if this exists, then you see it should exist. Either one with aggregates, or it should exist separately from aggregates. So then you do all the analysis, then you don't find, you don't, you see, it doesn't exist with the aggregates, you see. you find, you see, the what are the form is like I, you know, that real I, not. So you do all analysis, and then you see the feeling is I, this real I, you see, not. Then through discovery, through analysis, you find it's not. Then in cognition, what is the cognition, this mental factor, what this is that real I, not. You know, through analysis, then you find, you discover it's not. then compound, I guess, there's many. After you took the feeling, there's a 51 mental factor, you took the feeling cognition out, you know, and then the all the rest of mental factors, you see, called compound aggregates. So then you check what is real I that you appears to you believe, what are these cognition, compound aggregates is, what this is that real I not. Then through the analysis, you find, you discover it's not. And then consciousness, you check whether this is real I not, and you discover, through analysis, you discover it's not. Then now all the five, collection of the five, what is this real I or not, you check, and you, through analysis, you discover it's not. So now, so, yeah. So now, you know, so none of this, that I, altogether is not that I. This real I that appear to us all the time, you know, that we 100% no question, we believe this is real there. So, and you analyze, you can't find. When you analyze like this, you can't find. No way you can find it. So from tip of the hairs down to the toes, no way you can find it. See? On this collection of five, where is real I that always appear, and you believe 100%, no question, not there. So, see? Oh, can't find it. See? No way, can't find it. On this, you see, on this, I guess. So, as I mentioned, from the tip of the head down the toes, on this, you can't find it. Nowhere you can find it. So that means, you see, so this real I that you've been believing, from this morning, and from the birth, from mother's womb, with a bird, you know, the consciousness took place on that fertilized egg. You see, even from that time, believing that real I, you see, 100% believing. And before, just before that, intermediate stage, you see, we're born human beings, so we had intermediate stage before that. Then, like that, from beginningless rebirth, you see, you had this hallucination, this false I, you see. Appeared back, not merely left by mind, and then your mind had been believing on that 100%. This 100% exists. So, not a question. So from beginning this rebirth, not only from this birth, from beginning this rebirth, hallucination. So, like that, you see. So now here, now then today, you see, your mental emptiness, you're looking for this real I appeared and believed 100%, no question, you see. That, so, yeah, look, can't find. You see, none of those I, altogether is not I, and then can't find on this, I guess, you see, on this, can't find. From the tip of the head down to nowhere, can't find. That real I, you see, appear and believe you met your mind to believe on that 100%, which is the ignorance. So the way the ignorant entrust on that, see, like entrust a person, say entrust person, say Or my friend, you see, my friend, somebody who has likes you, or somebody who always helps you. but in reality, you see, that person. I'm just giving an example. You see, so you have total opposition. So in reality, the person doesn't love you. You see, doesn't love you. And then against you. See, and always trying to harm, always trying to harm, you know, cause so many problems. But your mind, you see, believing this, my friend, this, he or she loves me and doing all these many good things, takes care of me, and doing all, you know. So you label all these things, okay? But in reality, not that, it's totally harm. And she hate you, you see. So then today, you realize that suddenly you come to by analyzing. Today you analyze that person, that, you know, what you believe, you hold, what you've been believing so far, being believed. Today you analyze, and you realize, you know, what you've been believing so far, what appeared to you, total hallucination. Completely hallucination. Today you realize that. It's a, you know, enemy. No friend, enemy. So that's just examples of some, get some idea. So here, so here today, you see, due to the blessing, the guru, you are strong, towards the guru, looking at the Buddha, the no mistakes, and blah, blah, blah. And you see, only qualities there, praying, you know, praying to see, receive as a blessing or to attainment. So very strong prayers, and then you see very strong. Intensive purification, purifying the karmas, doing those, engaging those practices, and very strongly obtaining guru's advice, you know. So those, we say, those are strong guru's. And then doing intensive, engaging in the intensive practice of purification, as this, climbing stance merits, and then the maintaining on the mentioning on the lamrim path to liberation, enlightenment. So the emptiness. Okay. So you are. today, then you see after having done so much purification and practicing necessary condition merits, then actually body. Then the mind requesting the one point of guru, and then the maintaining the path. So today then. Somehow it becomes the time, I say, rapid in time, you see, to see the emptiness, to see the truth. So when you do this meditation, then you find, you look forward and can't find, you see, none of those aggates. Then even all the group of aggates, not that, not I, not the real I, existing from the side, you see, not that one. Then can't find anywhere, on the top of the tip of the head, down toes. Nowhere. So that, so it exists nowhere. So that time, you realize the I doesn't exist separately from my gates. But, you see, the real I, you know, real I means what we, so far, what we've been believing real I. Means not the very final determination, very final meaning of that is not merely labeled by mind. So going very subtle mistake, not merely labeled by mind. I mean, there is, you see, nothing to your mind, never came from your mind, all these very gross ones, but not out here, very subtle one, you see, not merely labeled by mind. So, so now you realize that doesn't exist also separately from that, I guess. Doesn't exist even separately from that, I guess. So that means now it's proved that was total hallucination. What you believe in so far, from this morning, from birth, from beginning to birth. So now you realize, for those ordinary Buddhists, it's a great shock. Great shock because you have been believing this 100% for, you know, so as I mentioned from beginning. So even from birth, even it started from birth, but still it's an incredible shock. But now, not on that, from beginning to the birth. So even ordinary Bodhisattva, it's an incredible shock. So now you are seeing the truth of the eye, reality, the truth of the eye. You see, which you never thought, the idea of how that I exist in my name, meaning with my mind, never. never had that experience. So it's total shock, unbelievable. So that's why the fear, that's why the incredible fear arises. The fear is not like, not like, you know, you meet a tiger and suddenly you get a fear, or some kind of snake with fear, but it's something deep fear, very deep fear, not something like that, but something very deep fear, you see. Because it's something that you've been, holding on that, you know, holding that real eye. So, from beginning to the birth, you know. So there's all this belief, you see, it's just a wrong belief, you know, which is not there. So therefore now, okay, doesn't exist. So here, I'm not talking mere level eye. I'm talking particular, the real eye. existing from the side of the, not mere level of mind. So, can't find. The base is not that, and it doesn't exist even separately, okay, from that. So it doesn't. So you realize it exists nowhere, okay. So the higher Bodhisattvas, okay. The Bodhisattvas higher intelligent Bodhisattvas, and they get unbelievable joy. You know, unbelievable joy, happiness. And then, because incredible joy, happiness, the tears come, hairs from pores stand up, and the tears come out. That's the tear upon happiness. tear from joy, from incredible joy. So, in the, among the students, some, some have these experiences, joy, incredible joy. You know, I'm talking about Western students. Some, you see, they have experience, and then the incredible joy, unbelievable joy come, the tears come, you see. So did happen. I was explained. Incredible joy, you know. So it's very deep fear. So the a lower intelligent being. So you have to know these things. What will happen because intense purification, continually intense purification, collecting necessary condition, merits, and then the strong good word, the 100 request. So, which causes blessing the guru in your heart. Then the fourth one, then meditation the path, you see. So, anyway, since I'm talking here, so anyway, this I think has to be explained one of the days. Anyway, so I think it's very important to be known before, ahead of time. Otherwise, you may mistake. There's a great possible of mistakes. If you don't have an idea, you know, what to do when this happens. So like the like the airplane, when you fly, you know, they have to get inside. Then the hostess, you know, so they or sometimes they should. I think the Mexican one I had, Mexican one, which airline? I think the American, the one that we came back. That's what American said. But it was, as I was shown from that. But normally, so the hostess, you see, the hostess, no, what do you call? Steward. Huh?
I think it's a woman.
Steward. Man?
Now they call
them flight attendants,
actually.
So, the steward and I think usually steward. I think who shows this in how to do all this is steward. Most of the time. Usually. Sometimes, man. Not monkey. Not gorillas. Anyway, so anyway, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but in case if it happens in the airplane, you know, they will say dropping on the ocean, you see. So, of course, it doesn't mean it actually drops. If it actually, you know, I don't think there's any time to. In the actual fact, I don't know whether there's actual time to fix everything, you know. The airplane waits until it fix everything, then land on the water. I mean, so many airplanes drop in the water. You know, the very large airplane that when I came, Ramesh and myself came from Nepal straight to New York. That was the very first Western country I've seen. From Nepal straight to New York. So we came by Pan Am. It has two stories, you know. Yeah, huge. Anyway, what was Pan Am for us, I think, 2-3 years, I think, then they dropped in the water. And then some England or somewhere else, yeah. So anyway, there are many hostess, steward, there are many stewards, not hostess. There were steward. Steward. Steward.
Steward.
Huh? Stewardesses. Okay. So anyway, So I came to New York Airport, and then the guide asked me, "Did you pack up this? Which is your baggage? You know, which your suitcase?" So I said, "And did you pack up yourself?" Or something like that. Of course, I was. What the problem means? Do you know what you're inside? So I think. I don't. I think that time maybe the Peter might be, who is then has been the director of Mitya Project, the founder of the Mitya statue. So much much taller than him. So anyway, I think he might be there. He might be the attendant or secretary. I think that time was Dr. Nick was there, the one who started the Wisdom publication, and now it's working on the archives. So anyway, so I was very impressed the customers the first time to see New York City. Very impressed. I was impressed by how they do it. But I don't think I brought any drugs there. So anyway, not Buddha grass, not Buddha grass. I'm not sure what maybe here you don't know Buddha grass. Then the LSD. Long time, those hippie times in Nepal, I was going to tell you yesterday, but it didn't happen. So one student gave us LSD. Ramesh and myself, one student gave. No, we didn't take. small flat yellow pill. Yellow. Not completely yellow, but it's the orange, you know. I think two pills, one pill, I don't remember. And gave Lama and one pill. I think the person could be American, I'm not sure. Could be American or English. Or so I don't remember who. Some tall guy. So, so that time, you know, around, say, when we arrived in Nepal or from India, those few years were everywhere in Nepal, Kathmandu, from every corner, you see, Western people say, or but they dusted or piled the faces. every corner of Kathmandu you see come out, you see. Everywhere. You know, that was my experience. So all the kind of dusted, you know, face kind of, that meant so many during those times, you see. Not these days. So anyway. So now I'm back. Yeah. So anyway. I mean, when the people take, drug, see, people have different experiences. I met, many students were telling me what affected that. Some see mandala or deity, or some, very connected to what's the positive like that, and some in a lot of fear. And so some, very few of the NASA, related to some data or some and all the things for some people, something like that. So all these also due to karma. All the whatever experience comes is also due to your personal karma. So like that. So anyway, since I came to this point, so I would like to mention this also. So you know, the shocking thing is that the really, you know, shocking thing in the life is that I think it's okay. I mean, I think the time is okay to explain now. Let's need to wait later after many subjects. But the great, you know, really great shocking thing there is that. So now you got idea that just some idea that you see nothing of those eyes. This anyway, the each of that gets through analysis, not the real eye. You see the inflated, no. Not inflated, but F with F in English. The job.
Fabricated?
Oh, fabricated. What does it mean? Because this is it's a mental publication, mental publication. What is it?
Fabrication.
See? Mental fabrication. So, it's a superstitious mind, the ignorance. You see, the let negative imprint. Then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I think two times, fabricated. Published or they were fabricated. You know? So the then you see, then you let your mind believe that 100%, 100%, no question, not one single question. It's, you know, it exists, is there? You see. Not one single doubt, you see. And if this is not there, means there's no I. You see, you think like that, you believe that. If this is not there, means there's no I, there's no self. It's not true, but you have this belief. You see, if this is not there, that means you don't exist. So it's not true, but this is how we believe. See? So, So you see, so if you analyze, so anyway, so first I finish the other part of it. So you see, with all the conditions together, you see the continual strong practice of purification, collecting extensive merit. The strong devotion, which caused recipient good in his heart, enter. but looking at it, obtaining advice, and looking at it, you see, Buddha, you see, no mistakes on the quality like that, you see. So the quote is, then maintain the path, is the lumbering, the three pieces of path, aspect path, enlightenment, the right view. So, then the so, then you see, suddenly today, click, you see, never. So it has never been clicked. You see, never discovered, never realized, you see, never recognized the false. Never recognized this is false. This eye that I've been believing so far is a false. Never discovered that. You see, never discovered. And see, so today, only today, did all these conditions together, strong purification, collecting merits, and receiving blessing, guru, you see. so that, with the together, then, today, suddenly, you see, click the mind, you see. So, I want to use the word click, you know, click the mind. So, that gives some that gives you some ideas. It doesn't depend on you know, something going over. I mean, that time, you see, it doesn't. It's just even just two, three words, some some experienced lama's instruction, some even two, three words, it wake you up, you know, it clear up when the mind is ready, when you met your mind ready, you see. So, for example, seed planted, you see, then the, you know, you put your minerals, good minerals, water, you know, everything put together, you see. Then, you know, then the stem comes from the seed. So that, see, today, so, so then suddenly, you see, suddenly, it is the first thing, you recognize, this is what false eye is, this object to be reputed, the eye disappears, something real to you, you know. So, then you see, once you recognize this is this object to be reputed, you see, in Tibetan called gakcha, the false eye, you see. So then after that, you see, it doesn't take much time, you see, right after that, then you think the eye, then you think you use the logic. And depend on rising. It says, I depend on rising. You see. So there's a logical reason. I doesn't have true existence because it is dependent on rising. So that's the king of the logic. There are so many reasoning. Many different ways of reasoning to see that, to see the truth of the eye, ultimate nature of the eye, you see. So many reasons, but this is the like, king among all those so many reasons. So eye doesn't have true existence because it is dependent on arising. not Tibetan rise. Dependent arising. So some 6-7 years ago, I think, quite a number of years ago, I talked about dependent arising, and you know, I think it is for in the beginning few days. So there's one old lady from London. I forgot her name. It's a very nice, a very kind, very nice old lady. she helped the this is a student from the center there in London. I forgot her name. So she has very special English. So you know, when she talks, you see, it has tune. You know, every for example, she says writing. You know, so as a long, there's a kind of tune in the name that she's going to mention. You see. So, this is where I speak, how she speaks. So, yeah, very kind lady. So anyway, she came to the course. No, she attended the teachings in London when I go there. But anyway, the first time when she came to Nepal. So, for beginning 3 days, she thought I was talking about Tibetan rice. Tibetan rice. Yeah. Then only after 3 days, then she asked one monk, when we start the center in Goa, isn't it? So the English is English. So after 3 days, then, 3 or 4 days, only then she asked him, what is it about Tibetan rice? Because I mean, it doesn't make sense. Tibetan, if it's Tibetan rice, it doesn't, you know, it wouldn't make much connection to, you know, the Tibetan rice with the eye. Tibetan rice with the eye. That's anyway, she must have a lot of patience, you know. So anyway, then the monk told he started a center in Goa. Oh, Goa. I think I haven't ever been. Didn't make it. I think the last how many years? I think maybe 6-7 years. Something like that, I think. So the monk explained to him, it's not Tibetan rice, it's a dependent arising. So then suddenly so once you recognize that, this is what object of beauty you see, the false eye, you see. So right after that, it doesn't take much time, that you think, you analyze, you see, depend rising or whatever. you have an idea, this is a hallucination. This is a hallucination, you see. So, however, it doesn't take much, you see, what the mental center, they say is that then immediately, you see, so what happens to your mind is, he loses, lose that real eye, lose that, you see, which means it's not going through the window, loose from your, come out through the nose or from ears or from down below and go through the, open the door and then, you know, open the door, window, then go to Africa or some, I don't know, some other country, on some stars or some beach or, and ocean, all of that. So here, you're discovering now. You're discovering now. losing. You're discovering it. You're discovering now that what doesn't exist at all from beginning. From this morning, from birth, from beginningless rebirth, we didn't exist at all. Totally empty forever from beginningless rebirth. See, it's I. So now, which you've been believing is there, which you've been believing there from, not from this morning, from birth, from beginningless rebirth, you see, believing is there. Now you start to realize, so it's not there. You see, now you start to realize it's not there, just there. So from where it's disappearing, it is not there. You know, losing is which is there, which is empty, so which never exists from beginning to end. that numberless Buddhas, omniscient ones, all those who realize the phenomena, they do not exist from their own side. You know,